Now, not process. Love is the term for God which represents wholeness, completeness. Of the seven terms for God, which are mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love, the terms plan and design are attributed to love. Those are two words which Mary Baker Eddy uses in Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. Since the qualities of God are all interconnected in one grand infinite network, the plan and design of all existence does not just apply to love, but it is the operative plan and design for all qualities of God, all existence. It's ever present, ever operative, always active. It is so natural for this to be a part of love, because one of the qualities of love is lubricant, oil. It is the quality which enables everything to work together smoothly. It's like a synchronizer. It synchronizes everything to come together in one harmonious operation, no matter what the topic. It's omnipresent, so it's always there, ready to be recognized as being effective in everything. If one focuses on love, it will be seen that love really encompasses all of the other qualities. One cannot really get a full appreciation of love unless they have already received and accepted the vision that shows them that mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, and truth have already been recognized and accepted, and therefore one is at the doorstep of wholeness and completion. To the degree that one has gone through those steps mentally in their recognition and acceptance of each of those primary qualities of God, then they will be in the dimension of wholeness and completeness. Time is not an element. Space is not an element. For these are only concepts, false concepts of limitation. They're a concept that limitation can be measured, or that reality can be limited by measurement of time and space. Einstein made the statement that he would love to view the universe by writing on a ray or beam of light. The speed at which light is deemed to travel is the measurement by which scientists have stated that one could overcome the belief of time, because it is a common denominator whereby everything is already done, and one could view any time in so-called mortal history, just as one could view a movie whereby they could look at any part of it in any order that they wanted. They could look at the end, they could look at the beginning, they could look at the middle, they could look at the end first, and then go back and look at the middle or the beginning. In other words, they would have control of their experience. One has total control of their experience in relationship to and to the degree which they refuse to accept limitation of time and space and open thought totally to the infinite. As noted, love represents wholeness and completeness, but one cannot really be in the realm of love where they can experience this unless they have already recognized and accepted and are demonstrating being a part of mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, and truth in their infinite nature. Without limitation, applying to every situation without any kind of blockage, diversion, deflection, stoppage, or reversal. Mary Baker Eddy states that infinite progression is concrete being. I believe it would be easy to relate that to concrete being, referring to love being complete. Now, by being complete, I mean that we are completely in the dimension of the infinite, which means that completeness does not refer to end, but refers to an absence of lack and a fulfillment of the infinite. Living in the realm of spirit, as opposed to the limitations of anything less than spirit. Mary Baker Eddy has stated that her best healings were the result of her getting Mary out of the way and thinking only about God and His goodness. She set aside specific time every day in her schedule to do exactly that, to contemplate only good. She guarded her thought throughout the day, doing a fact check on herself to make sure she was not letting her thought stray. And when I indicated that she specifically scheduled time to focus on that, that was more on a universal level. In other words, applying it to all humanity, praying for all humanity, seeing that all humanity was under the umbrella of love. If one can master time, as Mr. Rawson did in his retroactive or treating backwards, the way he termed it, for healing, then we really are riding on a beam of light, and that light is the infinite mind without limitation. We are recognizing that there is no limit, and that whatever the topic is, it could be accepted as already being complete. If one thinks about planning their activities in a fashion where one would put a time level on a particular goal, one could think in terms of a short-term, medium, and long-term goal, and that might even be connected to years. If one considers the possibility that thinking about a goal at some years hence means that they already are conceptualizing that goal being fulfilled. If one gets a good enough concept of time, in other words, overcoming the belief, the limitation of time, then one can experience it without going through a process. One can change their thought instantaneously. At one moment, they could be thinking that they are in one place, and at another moment, be in a place a long distance away, as measured humanly, even up in the stars, on the moon, or some other planet. Takes no time for thought to make a change in anything. Not just location, but it could be anything, a circumstance. One could be in a dire situation at the moment physically, but they could let their thought project as if they were on an island of paradise, or on a spaceship, a rocket, moving through space. There's absolutely no limit if one gets into the mental and out of the physical limitations. Getting into the mental absence of limitation and into the infinite possibilities of shedding all belief of physical limitations. Jesus transported himself from one side of the lake to the other. Others have experienced that. Mary Baker Eddy transported herself from Concord, New Hampshire to the west coast of the U.S. And this was when the only mode of transportation was probably automobiles and their very early stages around 1900. But the common transportation was horse and buggy. Certainly not a vehicle that was moving at a multiple of the speed of sound, but she apparently was there instantly, as was Jesus, moving from one side of the lake to the other. Ones that have studied Eastern philosophies have read about without time limits, that may or may not represent a spiritual advancement, like in the case of a magician. It is basically tricking the audience and may even have hypnotism or mesmerism as a part of the entire show. When one is involved in overcoming limitation, it is important to not permit self-will to enter into the experience at all. It must be a natural spiritual advancement. Mr. Rossin states that we should be striving to overcome the need to do anything materially, and that anything that appears to need to be done could be done and should be done mentally, without the need to do it physically. Mary Baker Eddy reminds us that we must be like the turtle, not the rabbit. Rabbit will run fast and then be tired and rest, and the turtle makes steady progress without backward steps or loss of the progress by being inactive. When treating oneself, include in the treatment that there is not a process that is required, because God is complete right now. And as His manifestation, everyone is complete right now. The omnipresence of every single quality of God means that we don't have to wait for some future time to be able to experience God's qualities. God is all in all right now, all source and all manifestation. There is no time limit or space limit to anything when we yield material sense to spiritual sense, the reality. Amen.